Line 2, Mitchell International Airport, via Oakland and
I'll be sitting on this bus for an hour. That's how long it takes to get to the airport where I'll be meeting up with my dad. This will be exciting since I haven't seen him in a while. Although I'm not a fan of the long ride, he and I never have a dull moment together.
Excuse me, sir.
Why did you do that? You know what? You got me scared with that thing.
Why?
Because I don't... Oh, no, is it on?
Yeah.
How do you know?
My dad, Gerardo Garcia, is an executive representative for the reservation's headquarters in Dallas, Texas. This position is heavily involved in customer service. I ask him how his job has been affected by the recent airline mayhem in the news. Has it changed the atmosphere at all when you are at your job now with everything going on?
It certainly has. Management has actually addressed the issue very deeply. At this moment, American Airlines is going through a training that is called Elevate Experience, which is supposed to get us all on the same page. After the merger with US Airways, companies like United and Continental, Delta and Northwest, they had to find a point where they got to bring everybody together and work under the new name. And Elevate Experience is actually reflected on the treatment of passengers, not only at the airport, but on the phones.
A story that involved Milwaukee citizen Kima Hamilton included footage of him trying to comply with security for using the bathroom before takeoff. This stirred controversy on how serious this action should be taken because, to most people, it's a little ridiculous.
Flight attendants, like I told you, they're under a lot of pressure for the security of everybody. Yeah, it might look like it's a physical necessity of the passenger to go and use a restroom, but with what happened on 9/11, flight attendants are worried that this will happen again.
I gave my dad a scenario, one based off of a recent experience where my dad told me that I couldn't go to the bathroom even though I was not feeling the best. After other people went, he let me go. But I had to ask him the big what-if scenario. What would you do?
I'll get you new clothes at the airport. There's all kinds of stores at the airport. We'll get you new pants, I guess. And we will have to deal with the fact that you couldn't hold it. But you always had to follow the instructions of the crew.
After all that's said and done, I was actually really surprised at what my dad had to say. I really enjoyed seeing how passionate he is about his job. And he keeps progressing and tells me stories all the time when we talk on the phone. After discussing for a very long time, my father already had to go back to Minnesota. I took him to the bus and we said our goodbyes.
Love you, Dad.
Love you more,
baby. Green Line 2, Mitchell International Airport, via.
For Media Milwaukee, I'm Gigi Garcia.